During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes when we experience seemingly dark things from the other side, is it always sourced from something dark and demonic? Especially when it seems to be relatively stationary, not invading other points in our life, just little flashes of almost what could be or what is out there. While terrifying, is that demonic? Or, as one listener wonders, is it a test? Is it a test from something good trying to warn us about the darkness that could follow if we continue to take our lives down a destructive path? That's what one individual believes happened to them, is they had some very peculiar experiences with what felt like very dark energy. Take a listen. My first demonic experience happened when I was only 5 years old. The year was 1995. I was sleeping in our guest room because my little bed had broken recently. Because I was little, I think the demonic beings I saw were presented to me in a way I could understand. Still at the time, and even now, it's very chilling to think about. For instance, I did not see anything particularly scary at first. I remember that night. I was sleeping on a couch when it happened. I was fully awake and I started to see things. At first, I stared out the window. I then saw what I would describe as almost a cartoonish broom appear on the end of the bed. It was a couple feet away from the couch. I moved back and forth, trying to figure out what was going on. However, I found it more interesting than scary as the broom began to move in a sweeping motion. I continued to watch that little broom until out of the corner of my eye, it was something that was flying around. I looked over to my right and saw an equally small, cartoonish-looking flying carpet. At least that's what it looked like. It had the outline of what I would think of as a flying magic carpet from something like Aladdin. But it was hard to make out any detail. It just had that shape. moving, so my mind immediately assigned it must be a carpet. It hovered for a while and started flying around the bed. At this point, I looked back at that broom-like outline to see if it was still there, and it was still sweeping. I finally concluded that this was all funny and tried to shut my eyes and go to sleep, thinking maybe my mind was just playing tricks on me and my mind assigning almost Disney-like properties to these dark outlines I was seeing in my room. I turned on my right side for a while. This is when I saw the third thing. Something black was crawling on the floor beside the couch. I guess you really couldn't call it crawling. It was more like lopping. All I saw was its back. Then I saw another one. Then I saw another one. And one by one, these small hunched figures passed by the couch. I don't know how many there were, but I'd say I saw about 30 passes by. The room was mostly dark, except for the moonlight shining in through the window. But I could still see those things. The darkness was way blacker than the darkness in the room. After watching these things pass by the couch, I did not know what to make of it. I was frozen with fear and began to break out in a cold sweat. I turned back on my back so I wouldn't see them anymore, but was still too scared to call out. Finally, I mustered up enough courage to look to my right again, and the figures were still passing by, all in tune, doing their own thing. I looked at the place where the broom had been sweeping. It had disappeared. The carpet-like outline had also disappeared. That's when the fourth and final thing appeared to me. While those spider-like figures were passing by the couch, out of the darkness, it seemed to be an eye appearing. It was huge, it was menacing, it was ugly. It felt like it just stared at me while I stared back, terrified but too scared to call out. I stared back at it for a long time, then it started slowly growing bigger. I felt like it was going to kill me. I suddenly realized it wasn't getting bigger, it was just coming closer. It was like something out of a nightmare. At that moment, I shut my eyes, only to open them a few seconds later to see if it was still there, and it was. The old trick of maybe I'll snap out of this dream didn't work because I don't believe I was dreaming. Finally, I kept my eyes closed for a long time, and when I opened them, they were gone. The hunched figures, spider-like, almost seemed to vanish as well. Everything was back to normal except me. I was sweaty, scared, and about to cry. I had no idea what was going on. Finally, I called my family into the room. I called numerous times, but they never heard me, so I stopped calling. I couldn't move because I was still so scared. I did finally go back to sleep. To this day, I don't know why this happened. I did learn that my dad's mother had a demonic experience in the same room one night when she was still alive. My mom heard her screaming and went in there to find her wide-eyed and afraid of something that was in the room. So my mom prayed and she calmed down. I don't think my experience had anything to do with demons being in that room, though. This is because I don't think demons are in that room. I think my experience happened as a test. A test that maybe I failed, maybe I passed. I'm not sure. It never occurred to me that these strange things were in any way related to Satan. They were just scary. I don't want to call them demonic because I don't know that they were. I don't know what they were either. It wasn't the traditional ghostly experience of a shadow person or a clear entity coming to give a message. It was objects and shapes of seeming random occurrence moving about in front of me. The eye thing has appeared to me one more time since that night. Second time it appeared to me, I was a teenager. I was taking a nap when all of a sudden I woke up, looked out my window, and saw it was getting dark out. After this, I glanced up at the ceiling, and that's when I saw it. A black form was hovering above me. It was like a blob. It had a form, but it didn't. It was all very strange because I've had similar experiences when I was younger. I immediately started to pray, and pretty soon the oh-so-familiar paralysis set in. and I felt like something was suffocating me. I didn't try to move because I knew I was hopeless. I kept my eyes open, and soon the black form started to take the shape of the eye. This eye was the exact same one that I had talked about earlier. It stared at me, and I got really scared then because I've never had the same thing appear to me again. I immediately shut my eyes and started praying faster. Suddenly, I felt like I was being shocked. It hurt so much, but I couldn't fight it, so I didn't try. After a while, it stopped. I did not open my eyes. However, I'm glad I didn't. I began to feel something on my forehead. Someone was tapping their fingernails on my head. It was insistent and it wouldn't stop, and it hurt. Was it a demon trying to get me to open my eyes? I prayed and prayed that something would save me from this attack. Finally, I said some more words out loud. I could hardly move my mouth. I tried saying, God, Jesus, something. Finally, I was able to get out load when I was trying to say Lord. I kept saying it over and over until my tongue could move more freely, and finally everything stopped and I opened my eyes and everything was back to normal. The last time I had an experience, there was no eye. I was in my bed but couldn't sleep when suddenly I felt like I had been given a sleeping pill. I couldn't keep my eyes open and fell into a deep sleep. Before I fell asleep, I felt a shock run through my body. A little while later, I woke up to the sound of growling beside my bed. It was a horrible sound, and I was too scared to look over the side of the bed. Immediately, I started praying, but as I started praying, I felt that shocking pain again. It felt like I was being made to fall asleep. As soon as I started sleeping, I woke up in my mind. Maybe I was dreaming, but it felt like I was in my head. I was in a toy store, and there was a baby doll, and it was crying. Suddenly, someone behind me told me to touch its finger. I didn't. They told me again to hold the doll's finger, and I wouldn't. Finally, I did, and I felt a shock like I'd never experienced before. Then everything changed. I was in the middle of a circle of things. They were all around me, telling me their names. Their names I cannot remember now, but then they said they were going to shock me again, so they did. I felt like I was going to die. Suddenly, I remembered to cry out to God. I started saying, "Oh Lord," repeatedly. I really meant to say, "Lord, please stop the devil from trying to hurt and scare me." But all I could get out was Lord. So over and over, I repeated the name, and gradually I woke up. Now, when I think back to that time, I realized that it was a test. I had not been living such a great life at that time. My decisions were very negative. I think it may have been something or someone on the other side warning me of the darkness that my life was getting very close to collapsing into, making me realize I needed to fight to get out of it.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Your social media feed says eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real? What's exaggerated? And what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.